With KSJD News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Colorado lawmakers are closer to sending Governor Jared Polis a $34 billion budget that will mostly restore the drastic cuts made last year due to the pandemic. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The government is on track to spend about 10% more next year over the current spending plan. The budget earned almost unanimous support in the Senate, but lawmakers in the House spent 11 hours trying to tweak it. Most of the amendments were voted down, but there was bipartisan support for adding $5 million to help reintroduce gray wolves, leading to an unusual moment in the chamber.
All those in favor, please howl. All those opposed, say no. The howls have it, and the amendment passes.
The budget is now heading back to a committee to consider the amendments. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper fielded several questions from Coloradans last night during his first virtual town hall meeting. The Democrat was emotional as he expressed support for national gun regulations in response to the Boulder mass shooting. He also reassured a small business owner concerned they will miss out on coronavirus relief funds from the American Rescue Plan.
We're going to do everything we can to help every business. And I'm especially focused on the truly small businesses, the salons, the coffee shops. I mean, those truly small businesses that really need the support to get back into gear.
This is KSJD News.